36 Shir Pesachim.
Shir Pesachim, December 31st, 1974.
Now, if you take this, that we did not go well. Now, the last thesis that we learned was that Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Bibheimim Mielu Ishtarim. That was the last thesis that we learned. Now, my benai. So the Gemara has the kasha. What's the nafkemine? The practical nafkemine between Rav Avui and Chesky. Because two, according to Rav Avui, there is a special aloche. It's called Mokin Shnemal Yechol Yisechal. Echol Yisrach Achila Zanoi Mashma. But so many Yisuri Achila, so there is a special Tzasakosu, that it's Mutabanoi. So what? What is the nafkimine? So in other words, so what is the practical nafkimine between Chesky and Rav Avui? So the Gemara says, "Iki benaye chum shenishchad bazo." So in the Gemara is the kasha, "May benaye? What's the practical nafkimine?" Temel Rashbo, "Leime di iki benaye chometz nukshe vechometz dobi gomor al itarumis." The marbinam berishel ha'ivri mikol machmetzes loisachin. So we are now from Kol that Chometz Nukshe and Chometz Al Taruves is also. So there the Torah doesn't say Lo Yoche. There the Torah says Lo Yseichu. So the Cheske does not have a cloud that every time the Torah says Lo Yechal Yseichal, it includes an Isamu. But only when it says Lo Yoche, so the Gabi Chometz Gomor, the Torah says Lo Yoche. But Ligabe Tahubes Chometz and Chometz Nukshe, the Torah says Lo Yseichu, not Lo Yochel. So Meile according to Cheskiye, Chometz Nukshe and Tahubes Chometz is Mutabanoi. Ul Rav Avuye, Kol Mokim Shema Lo Yseichu, Mashma Yiseranoi. Vichiteime, Kidin Di Mabino Leachile, Hoadin Leanoye, Yim Kein, Kores Nama Lechai. Kores Nama Lechai. Now, So, and if you are going to say that since we are marbe from Kol Machmetes, we are marbe Chometz Nukshe and Chometz Taruves, so Mimele, even though according to Cheskiye there is no aloche that Liseichlu itself includes an Isra Anoye, but it should be also Anoye anyway, because, so what's the Pshat Netesves? I would say that Kol Machmetes Lo Yisachelu implies that Chometz Nukshe comes within the same Miser. Chometz Nukshe, Chometz Taruves comes within the same Miser as Chometz Gom. So, Mimele, since it comes within the same Miser, and in regard to Chometz Gomor, so there is a cause of Lo Yochel that it's also Banoi. So Mimele, so it applies to Chometz Nukshe. So Teisa says no. Im kein kores namalechai. In other words, we cannot say that the Kol Machmetes implies that Chometz Nukshe comes within the same Miser. Chometz Nukshe and Tahubes Chometz come within the same Miser as Chometz Gomor within the love of Le Yochid. Because if they come within the same Miser, so Mimele, there should be a chiv korezah. That's what it is. Now, the Ram, at the beginning, the Ram and the Riv, at the beginning of Perek Eleivrim, so he has that kasha. Why isn't there Kores Ananoye? So the Ram says, at the beginning of Eleivrim, because the Torah mentions Ligabi Mu'ichu Machmetes V'nichreso. Then the Torah says again, Ligabi Now, so the Gemara says that Machmetes there means even if it was Nischamis al Devarachim. Not Arubis Chometz, but Nischamis al Devarachim. So why does the Torah have to say, by the Eichel Chometz that there is a Chiyuv Kores? So it's superfluous. So from that we learn out that only Chometz Gomor is chayv kores, but chometz nukshe and chometz taruves is not chayv kores. So it's a special zos hakos. At the beginning, on the reef, Perek Eleivrim. So he says, machmetzes, the bottom paragraph, you gimul o medalem, kol machmetzes v'sichayu, l'rabis. Yochel yanesh kores, talmud leima, kechol yilchol chomez v'nichayso, kelema haikol imu uteose, shekvor ksiv kelaycho machmetzes, im b'machmetzes, anesh kores, dahayin nismachmetzes machmas dover acher, kil mucha feri kol sho, kol shkin chomez v'nischamez meilom. Lomu lili michtav kechol yilchol chomez, אל השמינון, כל איכל הוא ביקורס, ואין כל החומץ ביקורס, למותי, יראו בין רב לזר ולרבונון, לידר שכל לגמרי, ולרבונון לידר שכל לגמרי מתרחמונה, בין לאו בין ביקורס. בוטים לכל את רב לזר, הוא יזמר בי, תרובס חומץ, נוקשה, חומץ נוקשה, so it's a special because of the kosum, that there is no חיל פורס. It's possible that taste was here, and the run, all is aside. Now, Tens v'shite at the beginning of Pirik Leivrim, Eilu Eivrim v'Pesach. So there is a machlekes, Rashi and Tens v'sh. What does it mean, Eilu Eivrim? So the Ram says, and in that Mishnah Chometz Nukshe, and Chometz Tahuves is mentioned. Now, and the Gemara says that that goes according to Mandoma, that Chometz Nukshe and Chometz Tahuves is Nisrabe. Is Nisrabe for the love of Chometz. So Rashi says, Eilu Eivrim means Eivrim Bal Yeroi. Tens v'sh says, Bal Yeroi there is. Eilu Eivrim Mashuch. But Bal Yeroi there is. In other words, so there's a machleket between Rashi and Teisves as to whether there is Bal Yeroi and Chometz Nukshe and Chometz Tahuves, according to Mandoma, that it's Nisrabe. Now the Ran agrees with Rashi that there is Bal Yeroi. So it's possible that Teisves here is Lishitosim. Teisves says, V'chi teime, kiv nivar bin la'achil ho'a din la'anoye, that means that the pshat in kol machmetzes lo yisachilu, that we are marbe from kol machmetzes, even chometz nukshe and chometz tahu is according to Rav Lezer. So it's the same reason. that ribu tells us that chometz nukshe and chometz tahu are included in the same iser. If in the same iser, so the merits of Anoye also. So Teisa says, no, we couldn't say like that. Why? Because Teisa says, you became koras namalachai. In other words, so Teisa shite is, that even though we learn out from Kol Machmetzes that Chometz Nukshe and Chometz Tahuves is Oseah, but it's a new Yisrael, it's a new law. The Rambam Shita also appears to be that it's a new law. That it's a new law. So, the Rambam has it in the Mina Lavam as a separate law, Chometz Tahuves. So Teisa Shita seems to be that it's a new Yisrael. It doesn't come within the same Yisrael. It doesn't come within the same Yisrael. Some in Mele, it should not be also Banoye just because the Torah says in regard to the Yisrael of Chometz Gomor, Lo Yoche, Ali Bilcheski. And so Teisa says, if it had been the same Yisrael, there should be a Chiyuv Kores as well. Because, and Teisa Shite, at the beginning of Eilu Evening, is that there is a Chiyuv, that there is no Bal Yehoi, Chometz Tahuves. So it's a raye. Why? Because the love of Bal Yeroye does not apply to Chometz Tahuves. But if it's the same means, also the love of Bal Yeroye should also apply. So we see that Teis V'shite all over is that it's a separate Isa. Masha'im Kim the Ram he holds, he agrees with Rashi, that there is Bal Yeroye. Some Mele the Ram, and the Ram says, and the Ram says at the beginning of Pirkei Leivrim that the only reason as to why there is no chorus because there is a special Yosef Kosov, otherwise there would be chorus also. So from that Ram itself, there is a good raya. That is the same Yisrael. Because if it's a new Yisrael, why do we need a special posik that there is no chorus? Meirchat Yisrael, there should be chorus. The Torah should say that there is chorus. If it's a new Yisrael. So the Ram Shita is that it's the same Yisrael. So Meirchat it's also Banoi also. Why? So Teisa says, why isn't there chorus? Because there is a special tzirzakos. Now the Gemara, the next stages. Tirsi v'niseyo. Pirish rashe b'soya nachash. Uftereskenim dorish behed yasoya derish chedesh. Mirsi v'niseyo nesulach. And v'hayin shorich chedesh. Nimchapero v'alto v'asnili v'kadoshom. Actually, it's a Gemara mefureshes. That it has reference, Gemara mefureshes in Zvochet. That it has reference to soya derish chedesh. Not b'soya nachash. Now, so, tahum mirabonon, Tahumi Rabbonon tried to learn out that every Yisrachile Minastam also involves an Yisrachile. Now, he doesn't learn it out from the Yochel, because he's Achille Mashmalei, he's an Eloi Mashmalei. And then he cannot learn it out from the Vela because of the Krabiud. And then he cannot learn it out from Kalatash Lichanesei because he holds Chulish Nishatu Bazor is Reis. So how do we know that it's also, let's say, that Chometz is also Banoe? So that whom the Rabbonon said in the name of Rabshu ben Levi that we learn it out, Kol Chata Sheyu B'midomo, Shein Talmudim HaBeish Tisori, Uma Talmudim HaBeish Tisori, Imeini Inyan Ligufei. So it's not necessary, because the Chsiv Niseiro, it's not Neu Inyan Chol Surah Shvatev. So Rashi says, why isn't it necessary for the Torah to write Be'ish Tisoret? I would know that it requires Reif anyway because of the Pasuk V'niseir. So even though V'niseir tells us the story, what happened? So according to Rashi, we can learn out from that it requires. So requires faith. So learn it out from Nisei. Pirsha Rashi, Biyomel of Nisei. Hey, Lohuva is Domo, Lachidesh Nim. So that's why they shouldn't have burned. But if the dam had been brought Pnimo, so then they should have burned. Michlau di Lohuva, Shapir of the Sofa. Hitchab Rabbi Nishlaim. Hal Koh, Lach Shapir of the Sofa. The Sofa below Yibatsuri. Viyoma Bifirik is at Sailing. Kol shepsule bigufei yisorei miyad bidamu vibailim tuba tzorosei v'yeitzei l'Israel. In other words, what does it mean tuba tzorosei? So the halacha is that if the psul is a psul bigufei, so then it's yisorei miyad, it doesn't require any. Masheinkim, if the psul is not a psul that is biguf of the kochim, so then it first requires linen before it goes l'Israel. So it requires limit. Now and there it was burned. There it was burned without making a linen in it. So it's certainly that Laf Shapir of it is suffering. So go kohoche koma. So the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Madua lechalto mesachato seguyuvo es domo? Thus implying that Pnimo. So that if it had been Huvadom of Pnimo, then it would require Sreife. Even if it had been Huvadom of Pnimo, it wouldn't require Sreife. Because it was burned before Line was realized. So the Pshat in the Pasuk is Kohochekoma. Not as Rashi explains it. That Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, Hey, Madua, Lechaltem Esachatos, Hey, Huvo es Domo Pnimo. But had it been Huva Doma Pnimo, then it should have required Treife. No, he was telling Aaron as to why they didn't eat. So Madua Mlechaltem is a Chatos, Eloi Huva Doma Pnimo, implying that if it's Huva Doma Pnimo, so then they certainly couldn't have eaten from that Chatos. But Treife shouldn't have been realized anyway, because Treife has to be realized only after a linear was made. So Kohe Kam Radua Lechal Zachatos in Uwe Domo, Hoi Mugodo, Huawei Uwe Domo, Shapi Rovid Lechli. But not that Moshe Rabbeinu meant that if it had been Uwe Domo, then it would require Treife. So Mele, we cannot learn out from that there is Treife, because there it's Loi Shapi Rovid anyway. ואם נגיד דוח את הראש אם אני עניין לגופו דוקאי מורה כל בפרק את הצלם כל שפסוי בקדש בישראל so that's a special הלוח it's a הלוח על משהו מסינא that כל שפסוי בקדש is בישראל so ממילא why do we need a special posik of Beish Tisori there is on the basis of the general principle that Kol Shepsul Vakedesh requires Reifin. So Mele, Kol Chatos HaShinu V'Midomo, so requires Reifin. So he may need a Ligufei. So according to Teisves, So even in Ligufe is not because of the Posig V'Niseo, but because of the special aloche of Kol Shepsu V'Kedesh Yisori. But why does the Gemara mention here the Chassiv V'Niseo? V'chatos V'Arev Mishum Shemaise Shehoyim V'chatos Shehoyim even in Ligufe the Chassiv V'Niseo. So in other words, and the Gemara points out that there it was a special Yerusha. I mean that it was burned. It had to be burned. But and when the Pasuk says Viniseirov, it only tells us Biderech Sipo, Viniseirov. But it did not require Sreife. Even if it had been Hugo Domok Nimo, it wouldn't have required Sreife, because there was no linear line. So the Gemara means mainly Gufe because of the special aloche of Kol Shepso Bekidesh Yisov. Because of the special aloche. Now, in Teisves, the first period of this war, Omdalev, the Teisves, Vlatumed Rabbonon, the second Teisvater, this war of Omdalev, so Teisves says there are two Mishenes. What does Yibo Tzura mean? Kol, in other words, that Eim Tzura Bekidesh Yisov, if it's Tzura Bekidesh Yisov, so Yisov Miyam. But if it's not psul bigufe, let's say that if the psul is bidamu the bali, so tuba tzorosi. So what does it mean tuba tzorosi? So one pshat in tesis, one lashon in tesis is that tuba tzorosi means only when it becomes neiser. Another lashon in tesis is not when it becomes neiser, when lina is realized. Now lina could be realized, not become neiser, and not make it into neiser. They are coaching that necholim mishnei yomim v'layla echot. So if just one lina is realized, it doesn't become neisa as yet. Still, that's already tuba tzorose, as long as the lina is realized. Now, so from this Teisa says here veim avidoch perushe imini yeli gufei do kaimlon b'feri keis atzelim kol shepsule b'kedesh b'sreif, because of the special aloch of kol shepsule b'kedesh is b'sreif. So it's mashma that this Teisves is in accordance with the Loshen in Teisves, that this Rav, that the Ruba Tzorose doesn't mean when it becomes Neiser. Any line, not when it becomes Neiser. Because if Teisves here had held, like the Loshen, that Ruba Tzorose means when it becomes Neiser, not just when a line is realized. So why does Teisves have to mention the Kaimelon before the Tzelim, Kol Shepsu B'Kedesh V'Sreife? By Neisa, the Torah says in so many words, Meish Tisoi. So why does Teisves have to resort to this aloche of Kol Shepsu B'Kedesh V'Sreife, and that's aloche of Mishnah Sinai? In other words, there is no special, explicit Gzeras HaKosov. So it's a raya that this Teisves accords with the Loshen in Teisves Daf Tesvov, that Tuba Tzorosei doesn't mean when it becomes Neisa, but when a limit is realized. Even when it's not nice. So v'imenin l'gufei t'chsi v'niseiro v'imenin l'chol isurin shebatir v'imenin l'chol isurin shebatir v'imenin l'achile. So v'imenin l'chashe says v'imenin l'isram b'achile do yisar achile b'gufei eksi zumira b'teiro dobo shal hutzak l'gufei v'imenin. So why should the Torah tell us that it's also b'achile? The Yisurei Achille are mentioned separately, explicitly, in regard to each Yisurei Achille. So, Tnei Inyan Li Nachi, Tnei Inyan Li Yisranoi, Im Imakam B'Sreife, Af, Kol Yisurin Shebetir B'Sreife, O Makro B'Kedesh, B'Eish Tisorif, B'Kedesh B'Sreife, V'in Kol Yisurin Shebetir B'Sreife. So, Teisve says, V'in Yisurei Achille, V'yose Shapir. So, why do we say, V'in Yisurei Achille? Because Achille is mentioned beforeish, so it's not necessary to mention it again. So Lorosh Shapir, the Heichem Motzel Uchme Beisar Achille, the Kiv Beish Tisor. In other words, how could there be a Salketaitor that this passage that is not required Liguf? So it's mentioned for something else. So it comes to tell us an Isar Achille. Let's say that the Yisra Achille is not written the Gufa. But how could this posik in which Sreife is mentioned, how could it be mentioned in order to tell us that it's also Achille? Since the Torah says here, in connection with Chol Chatos Asher Yuvo Midom, so that it requires Sreife, so obviously it must be also Anoye. Because if it's only osa b'achile, why should it require sreita? That's what Teisa says. But actually, I mean, this is not such a strong kasha, because we find that Rabbi Yisrael Aglili holds that chometz is muta banoi, chometz on Pesach is muta banoi, midrais. And still there is a chiyuv of biyun, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's reifet. So there is no such law that reifet could only be required where the tzos of banoi. Chometz according to Rabbi Yisrael Aglili requires reifet even though it's muta banoi. So the mele we can say vimeni lachile because Israchile bigufay exiv. But if Israchile would not be bigufay exiv, so then we could apply it to the Israchile also. So the Gemara says if vimeni lachile then Israchile. Oh, now hoy leikin alasha bechlois. Now the Gemara said. Because Abaye said, Leila Mikrokam. Leila Mikrokam. So, Veifir, the Lichti, Veishti Sorev, Luboy, Lissor. Matam Rimel, they say, How many of the Gufay did not kill him in Rablezer? Neyin, Yen, Holy Summon Shabateo. Vimilachil, Neyin, Lissaranoi, Imakam kam Sreva, Koy Social Sreva, Omako, Hanesa Visreve, Vinkoy Social Sreva, Omer Apopla Abaye, Veimel, Yehudil, Lab, the Gufo Dose. Because, in other words, because the Yim is Rebbe Lezer, so in Leikin Alav Shebecholos. So in other words, so that's why we need a special posik, Bikufei. Otherwise, Mitzad the Yisak Loli of Kol Shebekedesh, posel, Boakos of written Leises, Alechelose, so there wouldn't be Malkis. So, Jesus said, the Kashe, Hikshar Abra Lezer Mitz. That's the other one. The Beilin Aleikin Oma, the Labin Eisar Upig, Labuchal Leikin. Now, where's the love of Neisea? The love of Neisea, that's this passage of V'mivoseh mipsar amiluim min alechem ala beker. So in other words, so that's the love, and there is Malkus, but the Gemara says it's a love shebechol. So Teisa says, V'tiret, v'gabi Neisea shem firesh behedye, v'chsi v'sorach tzani sabei shel yochil, ki kedi shel v'choshep love shebechol. So that's in line. I mean, it was mentioned many times. In other words, the Rambam certainly says that, but even Teisus agrees with that. In other words, there are certain love where the Ika love has reference to one thing. The Ika love has reference to one thing. But another Isa is Nichla. So Mimele, it is considered as the love Shebecholes. So even though there are several Isurim, that are implicit in that love, so it's considered a lasha bichloles only ligabe the other isurim, not ligabe the iser that is implicit in the finish only. For example, reseichol adam. So many isurim are nichla. First of all, this is the asore for the achilah b'nesei omer. And then hoich nadiv kin shitit nafsho, even though there was shchite, but it's still mivacheses. So there is no nisar of nachai, but there is an nisar raise of v'sichol adam or sanedar shor kesanefet shasur lech. And these are all drushes gemuras. Then the Gemara mentions shidim shispaul al domchem detzer asmachte, but the other drushes are drushes gemuras. So it's lashi bechoras. There is no malchus for hoich nadiv kin nafsho or sanedar shor kesanefet, but the Achilo Rishayna of Benzeo Meire, so there is a Chayim Achilo Malkis. So why? Because that's the Pshutish on Mikro. So Meire, there's the Iker, the Iker Lab, as reference to Achilo Benzeo Meire. So it's not Lash Becholes. So here too, so the Rambam explains it because in Mikro it's in the Pshutish. So here too, since the Pshutish on Mikro deals with Neisa, the Torah mentions Neisa explicitly, but will deduce from it. Kol Shebekidesh Posol Boa Kosu, Litten lezes af kolosei, so it doesn't mean laf shebecholes ligabe kol shebekidesh posel, but ligabe neiser, that's the ikalav, has reference to neiser, so it's not laf shebecholes. Ach kosh, if you basra din maki, tabizor shochle yoz neisrike, leike chomish, pori avilu kenam mid rabbe lezer, doma kol shebekidesh posel, umay kushi, laf shebecholes. Now, so then the Gemara, so Rav Popa says that how do we learn out the Yiseh Hanoye by Chometz, by Ado Yisur Achille, where there is no special Zeras HaKosuf, that it's Mutav Hanoye. How do we learn out that it's also Hanoye, like Chometz in Pesach? So he says, V'abosar HaShiniga B'chol Tomo, Lo Yochel Ve'in Shiso, She'in Tamud Le'ima Lo Yochel, that Boso Kedesh, that Nitmo. So there is a law. So Matam Lo Yochel Ve'in Yom Yikufei, Donatlo Mital Lachayim Ma'isar HaKal. And then, so the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, how can we learn out from Isaiah? It's a Mazir Matin. So the Gemara says there is a hekesh between Kadesh and Maisa Shein. Because Suchalechum Sharechum has a bonkos of Eshon Yitzarechum. So, Imini Ligufei, Dos Mikalachim Maisaiah, Mikalachim Maisaiah, so Vimteima, Vuitzrich, Liobi, Bikidesh. The Gemara, Dafutes, in Psoch. So learns out that there is a Levi in Kadesh, because Vaboso Rashal Yiga Bichol Tome. So Miloy Askino, Dinogabisheni. So Mimele. So in other words, so then the Boso becomes a Levi. So we learn out from this posik, we learn out that Levi Bikadesh is Mutame. The Gemara that it is. So maybe we can learn out both. Now, so the Gemara asks, we can tell him Azir Nadin. So a case, the Chziv was Suchalecho Bisharecho, Masa the Gon Chos Reisho Yitzarecho, of Chiras Poch of Sinecho. Matar Madlim Al Yochil, Yimen Yim Gufei, Vnei Yinyel Chol Yisum Yishmateo, Vimen Yinyel Liachile, Vnei Yinyel Anoy. Oh, a case, tell him. Amai korle yekeishe. So the Gemara says that we know that Kedesh Shenitmo is osa ba'achile because of the hekesh. Why do we have to resort to the hekesh? Now in the same posik of Lisucha lechel b'sharech masad goncho tereish chov yitzorech ufcheres kocho v'tzinecho. So in the same lab, Kedesh is mentioned. So we don't have to resort to the Hekesh between Kedesh and Maisa Shein. Typically, the Kedesh is the head of the Kroh, Prayers Koch, Mitzarecho, Vazoro, the Maisa Namo Yalif Maiko. V'yesh Leima, V'tzorech HaKedesh, Mishum Yisranoi, the Loitei Kim Kroh, the Vaboso Yisranoi, Shei Bilav, the Vifek Shein Edi Shabbos, V'yalfin Yisranoi, B'shem HaKedesh Yitmo Elo Mimaisa. So Mimele Einochanami. So that so we learn out we have to resort to the Hekesh. As far as Yisrachil is concerned, we don't have to resort to the Hekesh. But we have to resort to the Hekesh in order to know that it's also about noyals. Now, so we see that from this love, there is malchus. So the question is, why is this love also in love shebecholes? How the choshev love shebecholes? Midlikziv ma'isad gom chol b'chiras po'ocho loisucha lo'ochlo. Shema mino liyichud elav akol chad yichziv b'chos. Since the Torah says loisucha lechel b'sharecho. So it is just as if the Torah said, "Loisuchal lechel b'sharecho masad gomcho." Loisuchal lechel b'sharecho masad gomcho tereish v'itzarecho. And loisuchal lechel b'sharecho b'chiras kocho v'itzinecho. So in other words, it is just as if because the loisuchal lechel b'sharecho. The Sukhal Lechel B'sharecho modifies not only Ma'isad Gonkho, it also modifies Pcheres Kocho V'tzinecho. So it is just as if the Torah had mentioned separately. V'Sukhal Lechel B'sharecho Ma'isad Gonkho T'Rosh V'tzinecho. V'Sukhal Lechel B'sharecho Pcheres Kocho V'tzinecho. So it's not Lashi B'choles. It's only a short way of expressing it. But it's a separate love for Ma'isad Gonkho and for Pcheres Kocho V'tzinecho. Now, Omer Rabino Ravashi. Now, Ravashi said, not Ravashi, Rav Popper said that we learn out the Yisrael, Hanoi, by Chomet, or any Yisrael. Any Yisrael, where there is no special Zerzakosum, that is also Mutabanoi, so we learn it out from the Posik, by Posar Ashaniga, Bechol Tome, Lo Yochel Beishi Sore. So we don't need that Posik, that laugh, because we know already that it's awesome. We know because of the Hekesh, between the Hekesh of Kadesh to Maisa Sheini, and Maisa Sheini is awesome. So why do we need that Posik? We need that Posik, Ligabe Yisrano. So, Yisrano ye by Shoriso. Om Rabino Ravashe Veim Lavo Bishneila. Maybe that Posik doesn't advise us that every Yisrachile, if there is no special heter for Anoye, so it also includes an Yisrach Anoye. But why does the Torah have to tell us, Rabos HaShiyib Choltome, even though we already know that from the Drosh, from the Hekesh, in order to be advised that they are Tula? So if the Torah didn't say, Rabos HaShiyib Choltome, so then I would say, there is only one love. Now the Torah said, Rabos HaShiyib Choltome, so they are two Yisrach. And maybe twice Malkus. Omer Rabino Ravashi Veim Lava Lo Bishne Lava. Lav mi Omer Abaye Ocho Putise Leike Arba. Nimolo Leike Chomesh. Sire Leike Sheish. Leike Sheish. Omer Lei, so here too. So sometimes, for one Maise, he's Eve several Lava. And he's in Chayv Malkus several times. So maybe that's the reason is why the Torah mentions a love in connection of Bosal Kedish and Yidmor. Sometimes we see it like that. But Nastam, we don't apply Posik just for another love. So it is to be applied for another Torah, not for an extra love. The same reason. What is it? No, it wouldn't be Lash Makolas. It would be two separate love, the same thing. Now, how does Rashi explain this? Ocho putise, so sheretz amayim, loike arba, chad lav v'sheretz amayim, mitir askeyanim. So that's the iser, the love, in connection with dogim tmeim, du sefer vayikro, v'chad v'mish, teirin rei. Again, the same love, v'gabi dogim tmeim. So we have two laven, the lav that is mentioned in connection with dogim tmei, twice in teras keanim and in dvor, and then ushnei laven k'sum b'teras keanim b'shkotzim stam al tishak tzues nafshiseichem b'chol asheres asheret v'lo yisitamu ben v'yochel iksiv al oretz u'mashma ben sheres amayim ben sheres oretz harei arv. So Rashi Shite is that if the Torah mentions the same love twice, in two separate places, even though the subject matter is the same, the subject matter of the love is the same, so you can be mechuyev malchus twice. So if one eats Isharat Samayim, so it's chayev four malchus. First of all, two malchus for the two lavim, which is the same lav that is mentioned in connection with Dogim Tmeim, and apparently Rashi Shite is that the same Isa that applies to Dogim Tmeim applies to every Sheret Samayim. Every Sheret Samayim. I mean, not like Shiras Ram. So, it's the same Isa. So even though it's the same Isa that is mentioned in Shmini, Teraskeanim, is mentioned in Rei, in Mishneh Torah. So it's Chayev, one malchus for the lav of Dogim Tmeim, that is mentioned in the Shmini, and for the and one Malkis for the love of Dogim Tmeim that is mentioned in Mishneh Torah, and then the love of the Stam Sheretz, and that is not the love Shebicholis, because it's one Shem. It's not love Shebicholis means if it includes many things. Here, it's not a love Shebicholis. It's one Shem from the point of view of the Yisrael. of the Isa that is implicit in the posik of Kol Asheres Ashiris Al Oretz Sheket Tzul Yochei. No, I'm sorry. So, from the posik, Bichol Yisi Shaktu Es Nafshi Seichel, Bichol Asheres Ashiris, which includes every kind of sheretz, sheretz amayim, sheretz oret, sheretz oiv, every kind of sheretz. So mimele, it's one shem. It's not l'ashe b'cholos. It's not that this pasuk asers sheretz oret and sheretz amayim and sheretz oiv. If this pasuk aser, the same pasuk with the same law would aser sheretz amayim because it is sheretz amayim and sheretz oret because it's sheretz oret and sheretz oiv because it's sheretz oiv, then it would be l'ashe b'cholos. But this pasuk aser sheretz. So sheretz amayim sheretz, and sheretz oif sheretz, and sheretz oret sheretz. So mimele, it's one shem. So it's not lash b'cholos. And so the two malkiyos, because of the isa sheretz that applies to every kind of sheretz, which is one shem. So that's Rashi shit. So we see that Rashi shit, and that's the Ramban shit also, that when the same Isar is mentioned twice, even though the subject matter of the Isar is the same, so there can be two Malkis. The Rambam is chilek on the whole concept. The Rambam is that if the same Isar is mentioned twice, you can have only Malkis once. Only Malkis once. Alright. So that is, just one second, that is Ochel Potisi. So Ochel Potisi, according to Rashi, means Isheret Amayim. And so we have four Malkis, the two Lavim, Legabi Dom Pneim, so Dom Pneim and Sheret Amayim, Sain Hach, according to Rashi. So, and then the two Malkis for the two Lavim that Aser Sheret generally. Then, Nimolo Leke Chomich. What is Nimolo? Leke Chomich. Hane Trei, the Stam, so, Putise is a Sheret Amayim, it's not a Sheret Amayim. But the Nimolo, so Hanetre, the Stam Shrotzi, which is actually not to see him for a Sheret Asheri, it's with Stam over. And then the third, love, we call a Sheret Asheri, it's a long, a Sheket Zuri, okay? We had, we call a Sheret Asheri, it's a long, it's with Seichlum, the Sheket Zay, we had with Itamu, it's not to see him, we call a Sheret, it's a rim, it's a long. So according to Rashi, Horim is al Oretz is the same thing like a Sheretz Asheretz al Oretz. The Rambam is a different shita here. So according to the Rambam, so Horim is al Oretz has reference to those brios that are misave mino ipush, that originate in ipush. Shaloi al dizocho on keivo. Now he does not. The Rambam does not necessarily have to mean. It does not originate at all in Zohar and Hebo. But there are certain brios that only originate, let's say like a kino. So it only originates in a medium of ipush. And without that culture of ipush it couldn't originate. So the Zohar and Hebo couldn't be melee. So in Mele there is a special app. There is a special app of Remi Salon. But according to Rashi, so Horim Yisal Oretz has reference to Isheret Oretz. So Mimele, Nimolo, that's Isheret Oretz. So Putisa is Isheret Amai, Nimolo is Isheret Oretz. So how do we have, by Nimolo five Malkis? Because the two love for the Yisrael Shrotim generally, and then we have three love. We got in Sheretz Oretz. Chol Asheretz Asheretz Al Oretz Sheketz Ul Yochel. Chol Asheretz Asheretz Al Oretz Oseichu Kisheketz Eim. Vizitam Esdam Sheseichem Chol Asheretz Horei Misalom. Horei Misalom. Now, Tziro. So, look at Sheish. What is Tziro? Tziro is Sheretz Eif. We got in Sheretz Al Oretz. V'yeish bu'ei lechom ishlab. So it's a Sheretz Oretz, and it also flies. So it is a Sheretz Eiv. So in other words, so it has all the five Lavim that is Nimolo in Sheretz Oretz, and an additional av of sheretzei. Sheretzei. ומייסיפו לעולב שרצאי ומשתר ויכול שרצאי תאמרו לכם לא יאיכו שרץ לא שם ריחוש וננוע וננירה ואם בהים או בחיו הגבי מן האורת בכל שרץ. So only something that is very small. So הילכך אלו יש שח שאתה עושה עם בהים ולאיב דחסיב כתאי שמתי או אינם נאמין דלה משרוצים. This is רששי. So according to רששי תפוטיסו איזה שרץ המים, so שרץ המים and מולו איזה שרץ האורת and Ziro is a sheretz oretz plus sheretz. And Rashi Shita is that when the Torah, when we have several lavs for the same Isaiah, so there is separate lavs. The Rambam has his own Shita here. The Rambam. Now it's in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kufay Tes. Lo yisek ufayin tes. Mitzvah kufayin tes. So first of all, the Rambam has his own sheet here. In many things that the Rambam is chilek on Rashi and Rambam, the Ramban, Rashi and the Ramban, they have the same shita, generally speaking. But the Ramban has his own shita. First of all, Rashi and the Ramban both hold that the love of Sheretz HaMayim is the same love as by Dogging Pain. The same love. According to the Ramban, it's two separate things. When does the love that is mentioned in Shmini and the Rei apply, that's only if it has a Tzura's dog. It has the Tzura of a fish. So then, if it's not a dog in Teirim, it doesn't have snapper and kaskeses, and it has a Tzura of a fish, so then there is that love. But suppose you have a Briye, an organism that lives in water, but it doesn't even have the Tzura of a fish, of a dog, so the love of Shmini, the love of Shmini, the love of Rei, doesn't apply to it. But there is a love in regard to Sheretz HaMayim. There is a love in regard to Sheretz HaMayim. Where is the love of Sheretz HaMayim? It's not the love in Shmini and Rei, because these love refer to dogim, to Priyas HaMayim that have a tzura of a dog, of a fish. So the Rambam says, he's ironu mitzvah kufa intes. He's ironu. Now, insofar as dog tome is concerned, so there is a special act. So the Rambam says in mitzvah kufa in gimel. He's ironu mechel dog tome. Vuomre yisalev min dogim. Visheket zilachem vipsom vizichay. Umishokim kaza islik. That is reference only to a dog tome. That means it has a tzura of a dog. Not a priya samayim that does not have the tzura of a dog. Then mitzvah kufayin daled is ronu me'elechel eif tome. Vuomre yisale b'mini mo'ein dechob daled eif esmei v'seile tishak tzu m'no eif leich. So in other words, that's a lab v'gabi de eif esmei dechob daled eif esmei im m'neir. Then there is an explicit lab in regard to sheretzoi that's mentioned in rei called sheretzoi, that's sheretzoi. So there is a love of Eiftomei and there is a love of Sheretzei. Now what is the difference? So Eiftomei, so the love of Eiftomei applies to the Chovdalet Eifes Mein that I mentioned. So him the Umineya. So let's say Peres Vosnio, Min Peres, Min Osnio, I mean Minere. So the love of Eifes Mein has reference only to the meaning of the Eifes Mein, of the Chovdalet Eifes Mein. But if it's not one of the meaning of the Chavdalet Eifes Meir, so then the love of Eif Tomei doesn't.
who is a slave cell in Shochman Lake. Then he said, then the Rambam has, his own Milechel, Sheretz Oretz, Kitoloi, Vizo Anikra Sheretz Oretz, which won't be called Sheretz Asheretz Oretz, the Sheretz Oretz. So there is an explicit love regarding Sheretz Oretz. Then the Rambam has a special love that's Remes Orimis, our Sheretz Orimis, our Oretz. So according to the Rambam, it is reference to those organisms that originate in Yipush, not Mizochar or Nikeva. In other words, something that originates only through the media, through the culture of Yipush. So he's one of my achilles ha-shrotzim ha-misafim yo-pushim, achot ish einu min yodua ha-misaf Mizochar or Nikeva. V'uom rei v'sitamu estav sheseichen b'chol asher etza reimis. So reimis means that the ha-misafim yipush. And then there is a special law. We learn it out from the Pasuk Sheretz Asheretz Oretz, but the Torah says Lichol Asheretz Asheretz Oretz. So the Safro says Lihovi Yeshepir Shel Oretz Lichosu. If let's say Teloyim Hamisyaldim BePeres, so before they were removed from the Peres, so then they're not Oser. But once they were removed from the Peres for one second, then they went back to the Peres, so that Oser. So there is a special law. So that's the law that we learn out from the Chol Asheretz Asheretz Oretz. The Chol Asheretz. So it's a special law. We wash the Safro, the Hope, the Shepir, the Oretz, the Chosu. So in other words, so we have a special law by Dr. May, if it has the Tzura of the fish. We have a special law by Ifis May, if they are members of the minimum of the Chodala, the Ifis May. And we have a special law by Sheretz Oretz. We have a special law by Sheretz Oretz. We have a special law all those organisms that are misabe, that originate in Nipush, not directly from Zohar Nekevo, but with the medium of Nipush, and we have a special lab, like Lichol Asheretz, that the Elohim HaMishyaldim B'Peres that were removed for a second, and then they moved back to the Peres. So there is a special lab. How about Sheretz HaMayim? And according to the Rambam, Sheretz HaMayim, if it doesn't have a tzor of a fish, so it doesn't come within the law of Sheketzir Lachem Yitzorom Nisechel. So there is also a law, but here in regard to Sheretz HaMayim, there is no specific law in connection with Sheretz HaMayim. So the Rambam says in Mitzvei Kufayin Tes, and he's very marichi, Mitzvei Kufayin Tes is Yeronu Mi'echel, Eize Sheretz Sheniyeh, Bilti Yichud, Bein Sheretz Rei, Bein Sheretz HaMayim, בין שרץ אורץ, והוא אומר יסאלה על ששקצו אסנף שישיכם בכל השרץ, לאו זה בפני עצמי ולא יקנו לו, והוא די מלא יסקל. But he says, והוא די מלא יסקל. But it's not a מסקל ממש, because if it had been a מסקל ממש, so a love שבכל אס, so there wouldn't be a ממש. So where is that love? על תשקצו אסנף שישיכם בכל השרץ. So that's the love that Rashi mentions. That Rashi mentions as a general love of Sheretz. General love. General love. So the Rambam mentions also that general love. But where is it Nigeye? Where is it Nigeye? More than any other type of Sheretz in connection with Sheretz HaMayim. Because insofar as the Sheretz Oretz is concerned, so besides the general love of Sheretz, of Al Sakshita Sechem Bechola Sheretz, so there is a special love of Sheretz Oretz. Chol Asheretz Asheretz Al Oretz. So that means that if one eats a Sheretz Oretz, if one eats a Sheretz Oretz, so he's able to love. First of all, he's able to have a specific love in connection with Sheretz Oretz. Chol Asheretz Asheretz Al Oretz. And then he's also even the general love of Sheretz. Of Al Shisachches Nav Shiseich. But if one eats a Sheretz HaMayim, so there is no specific love of Sheretz HaMayim. The love of Doktomei does not have reference to a Bria in Mayim that does not have the Tzura of a fish. So the only love in Sheretz HaMayim is the general Yisar of Sheretz. But it's not a love Shebecholes. Because if the Torah had Asar, two separate things on the score of two separate chambers, then it would be a love shebecholes. But in this love, the Torah answers a sheretz in general.
is sheretz in general. So that's the shem that is mechayiv. Now, is sheretz oretz? Is it sheretz? Is sheretz amayim? Is it sheretz? So memele, if one eats is sheretz oretz, so besides being gave the love, the specific love of sheretz oretz, of kol sheretz sheretz oretz, he is also gave the iser, the general iser of sheretz, of sakson sechem bechol sheretz. But when one eats sheretz amayim, there is no specific love for sheretz amayim. So the only love that he is gave when he eats sheretz amayim, if it's nothing else in addition to sheretz amayim, so is the general iser of sheretz. But it's not lashim becholes, because why is the chayiv malchus when he eats isheret amayim? Not because of the shem of sheret amayim, because isheret amayim is a member in the general category of sheret. So it's not a lav, it's not a lav shebecholes. This is the Ramses. So who they will lav liyisakelu lefichoch mishocha klu misheret zoretz leikeshtayim achas mishum v'chol asheret asheret zoretz, the specific lav of sheret zoretz. The general is of sheretz. But sheretz amayim, so only one malchus, if it's only sheretz amayim. The general is of, so it's strange. In other words, sheretz amayim is osir, but sheretz amayim is osir not on the score of sheretz amayim as such, but sheretz amayim is osir on the score of the general shame of sheretz. Umi shochal sheretz oiv leikishtayim. Achas mishum shuchal sheretz ha'iv tomu lachem lo yeichlu v'achas mishum al tishakt. So in other words, if one eats a sheretz oretz, even though it's not any other sheretz, just the sheretz oretz, so he's chayv to malchus for the general iser of sheretz and for the specific iser of sheretz oretz. If one eats a sheretz ha'iv, so he's also chayv to malchus for the general iser of sheretz and the specific iser of sheretz. If one eats sheretz amayim, so it's chayv only one malchus for the general iser of sheretz. There is no specific iser of sheretz amayim. So mishochal sheretz ha'if v'gishtayim achim shu sheretz ha'if tomolchem v'yech lachim shloshach v'imochal bal chayim of v'yelech al oretz ad sheyiyeh sheretz ha'if sheretz oretz. There are certain insects that they fly and they creep on the ground. So the mele, to the extent that they creep on the ground, they have a shem of sheretz oretz. To the extent that they fly, so they have a shem of sheretz oretz. So the mele, he'll be chayev three malchus. First of all, because of the shem of sheretz oretz, shem of sheretz oretz, and the general sheretz, the general sheretz. Of him, v'im chube alozeh, sheyeh gam kim sheretz amayi, yeh chayev, וחיו לשיש מלכס, החומש משום דוקטור, מי שמסור מסכים, והשישיש משום על תשקסו של קהל גם כן שרץ המים. ואין אסלינו כוסו, לעשר שרץ המים, זו לעס על תשקסו אסנף שסייכם בכל השרץ השרץ. So that's the peculiar thing of שרץ המים, according to the Rambam. Every kind of שרץ, besides the general issue of שרץ, so has a specific issue, but שרץ המים does not have a specific issue of שרץ המים. Just the general is of sheretz. Uveilu ashrotzi. Omru b'gmore makes ochu putisa leke arba, nimolo leke chomeish, tzoro leke tziro leke sheish. Now then, it's a very long, it's misekufayim tes, it's a very long discussion. So the Rambam further says that putise, where do we have the four malchus? Because putise has four attributes. First of all, it belongs to the meaning of the Chabdala Davis name. To the meaning. It doesn't have to be exactly that meaning. To the meaning of the Chabdala Davis name, some mele, the love of Davis name applies. And then it flies. So the love of Sheretz or Eve applies. And then it is also, so we have two, Davis name and Sheretz or Eve. And then it is, and then sheretz horetz, it creeps on the ground, and then it lives in water too. So sheretz amayim, but sheretz amayim does not have a specific love and malchus for sheretz amayim as such, but the general is a sheretz. So in other words, putise is all the four things together. It's one of the chod. It belongs to the 24 categories of minim eifes meim, and it's sheretz amayim. And it is a sheretz oretz, and it's also sheretz amayim. So there is four malchus. Now, he says, ki uchmichei, ki yihine yitoch, ki yihye dog, vishi yihye sheretz amayim, that's in the middle of the column, the next column, ויקרי תוך שיהיה דוב משי שרץ המים וכמייחן יהיה אי ויהיה שרץ המים וכמייחן אי ושרץ אי וזהו פטיסה שהוא אי ושרץ אי ושרץ האורץ ושרץ המים וביכוך חיון על האבא מהודיאס והנמולו ליקה לחומש סווי זה חומש וזה סנמולו המסקרס כי הנמולו הפירחס המסיילדס ויפושי הפרץ שנפור ורוב It originates through the medium of Ipush. So there is that love of Remis, alone. And also, it originates in Eichli. So, but what's Peris in Eichel? So, some Mele, there is a special love that we learn out from the whole Asherets. Lehovi Eshepir Shalom Oretz V'chosp. So, in other words, so the Nimolo. So first of all, it's Niledes in Ibush, Shilipor Verovo, so the Remis, the love of Remis, Alorets. And then, and it also, Perish Mnoeche, so the love of Lichol, Lichol Asheretz. And then, it is also a Sheretzoi, and it is Sheretz Oretz, and it is also Sheretz Amayim. So in other words, so, you see, Putise is a Noif Tomei, it belongs to the Chavdala Deifes Meim, and the Sheretz Eiv, and the Sheretz Oretz, and the Sheretz Amayim. But Nimolo is not a Noif Tomei, but a Sheretz Eiv it is. So Nimolo does not belong to the Chavdalet Eifetz Minit Mei, Chavdalet Minei Eifetz Mei. Nimolo is a Sheretz Ei, and it is a Sheretz Amayim, and it is a Sheretz Oretz, so three. How do we get five? So two more, that because it is Misavim No Ipush, through the medium of Ipush, and also it originates in Paris. So in other words, it must have a medium in order to be nailat from Zohar and Kevo. So it must have a medium of Ipush and a culture of Peres. So Memele, since it originates through the medium of Ipush, so the love of Remes applies, Remes Aloretz, and since it also requires the culture of Peres in order to originate, so Memele, the love of Lechol Asheretz, so applies. But, and in addition, it's a Sheretz Amayim and it's a Sheretz Oretz, Sheretz Eiv, but it's not an Iftomi, so we have five. So we have three of the four Lavim of Putise, but Putise belongs to the Chavdalet Eiv Esmeim, but Nimolo does not belong to the Chavdalet Eiv Esmeim, but instead of Eiv Esmeim, so it has two Lavim of Ipush and Misave Biperis. That's five. And then he says, Tziro. So Tziro has all the attributes of Nimolo. But whereas Nimolo does not belong to the Chavdalet Eiv Esmeim Tmeim, so Tziro is also belongs to Chavdalet Eiv Esmeim. So we have six lab, Sheretz Amayim, which is not a specific Isra, it's a general Isra of Sheretz. Sheretz Amayim, Sheretz Oretz, Sheretz Eiv, is three, and Eiv Tomei, is four, and then Misavim Neipushem in Aperes. So it's six. So it's six over there. I mean, that's the Rambam Shit. Of course, the Ramban is Masik on it. First of all, he's Chelik on the whole Mitzias, that there are such creatures in the world. Sheretz Eiv, and Sheretz Amayim, and Eiv Tomei, and Sheretz Oretz. And then he is chelik and the Rambam's whereas the Rambam says that where the same love is mentioned twice, so there is only one Malkes, so the Rambam says that there can be two Malkes.
Now the more as the kashe that chov dalad am reis. Vi as a bosor as a yiga bichol tome ilo yeichal di reisha lo amali. Now we say that Rafope said that this posik as a bosor as a yiga bichol tome as bosor as a yiga bichol tome as bosor as a yiga bichol tome so is lovely good. So that applies to every Yisrachile that it also involves in Yisrachanoi. But, so that is, Asher Yiga Bechol Tome, Lo Yeicha, is not needed Ligufi. But Va Bosol Omeli, why is Bosol mentioned? Da Bosol Asher Yiga Bechol Tome, so Il Omeli, Dereisha Omeli, Li Rabbeis, Rabbi is eitzim ulvein. So in other words, that even eitzim ulvein, or that it's not an eichel, so that is also mikabel tume, and it comes within the same law of ashaboso ashiyiga b'choltom. The aboso kol toyo yichol boso v'seifel omeli l'rabbi seimer, because there is the gemara imenoche says it roshi. That bosor shenitmo lifnei zrikas dam, so ein chayovim all of mishum tum. That bosor that is mutalitarian, that's la'achar zrike, if it was nitmo, so then it's mutalitarian. So chayovim mishum tum. Yotzo bosor shenitmo lifnei zrikas dam, that it's not, even if it hadn't been tomei, it wouldn't be mutalitarian. So there is no. So it's not chay. So I could say that Emerin, since Emerin is lemizbeach, and it's not muter la'achila sodom, so maybe there shouldn't be a chiyuv of tumeh. So we learn out from that. The rabbi says, Emerin mihosom nafkal yitanye v'anefesh ashatei yichal bosom izeva ashronim ashal Hashem. The rabbi says, Emerin, hosom tumasagu bikores. If the person is tumeh and he eats it, so he's chay of kores. Hoche, where the person is toya, but where the Emer became Tomei. So we are marbe from that, from Boso, Kol Toyo Yichol Boso, that there is a law. Hoche Tumas Boso Bola. Now the Rashi. Va Boso Lomeli. Hashda Makol Av Ligupo Osel Meni and Tine Hashe Yiga Bechol Tomei. Ve Yichol Va Boso Lomeli. Mshanu Le Rabbe Is Eitz Mulveino. Ve Kabul Tumei. Ve Avakav La Veichlen. Va Boso Kol Toyo Yichol Lomeli. Va Boso Yisir Meboyolei. Deal called to Yehu Bosso Dorish Lumenoches called to Yehu Bosso and Evshitho Bosso and Italian and Hyon Shintume. Yotso Bosso Shintus Nizel Kazdam, Loshnache, the Gemore emphasizes the Vov Yisir. Ben Bereshe, Ben Bisefe, it's not that we darshan the Bosso, but just the extra Vov. Vov Yisir, my boy. The Rabbis is saying, she nit me you, the Ochlon Toya, she Yavi, Aleim Shimbez love, love this or Shav, Akin Zaretz, long love the Tumas Bosso. But we will call you a comma. Lo yechal, but boss a name shall not malo yechlil. Ashal adishem, call you say, oh, that will mechtaf mizem hashlomim. With the Moser of Xif, Ashal adishem, the rabbi said, boss a korv adishem. She mochli bitum on his course. Shane, hosom bitum is a good fight. Why with the Moser of Mukum is walking to the Shamai bitum is a good bakosum dabe. The hoche, from Vea Bosso, we learn out, what have been Lazorus to Miss Bosso, Kishenit Muay, Vihutoya, she hey Musale. And the Emer, the Ochaleki chorus, a love, the Emet me chorus, Bizwachim, the Fairy, the Sham. Alright. Omer Bavuya, Omer Abich, call it Surim Shebetero, a lake in Aleim, a Lederach Achilos. So, for all the Surim Shebetero, the Surim Achille, so he's only Chayev Malkes, if he eats it, Derech Achil. Limute Mai, Omer Avsime Barashe, Limute Shim, Ochel Chilev, Chai, Ro. Shepot. So what does it mean, Shaloki der Achilosam, if he doesn't enjoy the Achille? Now, if he eats Chilev while it is raw, so he certainly doesn't enjoy the Achille. So it's Shaloki der Achilosam, so there is no malchus. V. Ikedamre, that's the first lotion. So the first lotion of Rabavue says that kol isuri Achille Shebato, if he ate it, Shaloki der Achilosam, in a way that he doesn't enjoy it, so then there is no malchus. Ikedam Ram Ravuya, Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisroel Shebateiro, in Leikin Aleihem, Elo Derech Hanoson. לימותי מהי? אומר רב סימא ברשי, לימותי שמיני החלף של שיר הניסקו. על גבי אין שיר הניסקו איזו סבנויה. So שמיני החלף של שיר הניסקו. על גבי מקוסי שהוא פותר. So what's the חידש? In the second lotion, the first lotion deals with achile shaloi ki derech chlos. Now the second lotion says that in all isur hanoi, if he had hanoi shaloi ki derech chlos on, so there is no malchus. She ni achile shal shiranis al gabi makosei shehu poter, v'kol shpnei chulchin lefchai shehu poter. So even isur hanoi, if he shall look at the Chaloson, so he's potter. Itmaname, Omar Abache Baravi, Omar Abbas, Omar Abeichanen, in the Achille Shal Shiran Nisko, Al Gabi Makos, he potter, Lefi Shekol Isur in Shebateiro, in Leikin Aleyem Ala Derech Hanos. Now, so how does Rashi say, now according to the second version, that Kol Isur Anoye, if he shall look at the Chaloson, so there is no Malkes, why is there no Malkes? Because he shall look at the Hanoso. So, for example, if he niach chilev shel shir anisko gabi makosei lerifue, so it's potter. Why is that shall look at the Hanoso? Bishleime, if one eats chilev chai, so it shall look at the Hachiloso. Because he doesn't enjoy it. Ho chilev, he doesn't enjoy it. But chilev shel shir anisko gabi makosei. And it's not a question of achille, it's a question of anoye. He certainly is anoye. He is cured through the chilev chai al gabi makosei. So why is that called shaloi ki derech hanoson? So Rashi says, Iked amr hodo rabavuya anoye idma, v'anor d'asir v'anoye. Chilev, ein derech hanosei ala ba'avore v'lim shechiris, v'loi mefue, v'kolshkin eichel chilev chai, that he is potter. But he says, why ziniach chilev shel shiranis kol gabi makosei poter? Because chilev is not aimed, stam chilev is not aimed for rifui. It's aimed for mishich. So enoch name, suppose it would be aimed for rifui, then he would be chayev malkes according to Rashi. I mean, this is something that can change. There is no necessary fact that chilev has to be used only for mishiche, and it cannot be used for rifue. Suppose everybody uses chilev for rifue, so then it would become derech hanoson, and then according to Rashi, there would be malchus. Chilev shesheranis kolev, the mitzias is that it's universally used for al gabi maki, but the mitzias is that it's not aimed for rifue. It's aimed for mishiche, but for mishiche. So then, if he'll be Meshich, Chilev, if he'll use it in Meshich, so then he'll be Chayav Malkis. Now, this is Rashi. This is Rashi. Now, the Rambam Shita is to the counter. Rambam says, "Mitrechet mechbachos asures halachet esvov." So he mentions in halachet esvov Rabbu is din. Kol mokim shenav betir oveseichal oveseichu oyeichu oyeichal echad israchil echad zanoi b'mashmi. At sheyifrid lachakosov ki derech sheporat lechob b'mbele shenema lagir asher b'sherechot etneno v'acholo uchichilev shenema b'yosel chom loch oy at sheisporit betir oshbal peshimut banoi shkotzim umosim zon. Then he says, "Now, let's have a voice halacha." Then he says, "In halacha de Zayin, kol machol shiwasa banoye, inene velo yochal, kigein shemochar o inosan laakum o imiklovin inileike umakenisim makes marbus." V'adom imitom. So the Rambam says, "Is a cloud
He doesn't, so the Rambam Shita is not like Rashi. Rashi says, Chilef Chai Yal Gabi Mako, because it's not aimed for it. But the Rambam says, every Anoi, every Anoi, Mochar Nosol Akum, I mean, could you say that it's not aimed in Mechire? I mean, how could you say that an Eichel is not aimed in Mechire? It's certainly aimed like so. So according to Rashi, from the way Rashi explains the second motion of Rabav Huye, it's mashma, that if, let's say, someone will give away Shiramisko to an Akum, so the Chayim Malkes, Rashi says the reason is why, if Niachir Shiramisko Makos is put there, because it's not aimed for it, it's aimed only for Mishich. But if you have an way for which it is aimed, it is certainly aimed to be given away, to be sold. So then there'll be a chai, there'll be a chiyuv malkes. But the Rambam Shita is that for no matter what kind of anoye, whether it's anoye that for which it is aimed, or anoye that is not aimed, there is no malkes. There is no malkes. So that's the Shita's Rambam. Now, the Mishnah in Melech says that when the Rambam says that for the Yisar anoye of Rabbah Vuezdim, so there is no malkes, only makas maradus, it applies to most of the Cholavos. Now, the Rambam in Yod HaChazaka doesn't say it in so many words that if one is nene from Bosa B'cholov, there is no malkes. It's mashma, because the Rambam says in Perik Tes of Macholas Asuras Halacha Aleph. So he says Bosa B'cholov was the Vashlei, Bosa Lochvei Matira, Bosa Banoye. The Kevrin he say V'Afriosa Kevakol Anidborim Umishim Vashel Mishneim Kazayis Keachot Leike. So he mentions that if one is Mivashel Bosa B'cholov Israel malkes. So he mentions that it's also Bishlo, also Achilo, also Banoye, but when it comes to Malkes, he mentions that there is Malkes for Achile, he mentions there is Malkes for Bishlo, but he doesn't mention that there is Malkes for Anoye. So it's Mash. And then, according to the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnah increases the Nikudei Riflah, so there he says, in so many words, the reason is why Bosa B'cholov is also Banoye, because of Rabbi Avuez Din. So, and the Rambam says in Machores Asuras Perek Ches that for the Yisra Anoye of Rabbi Avuez Din there is no Malkes. So it follows that for Bosa B'cholov there is no Malkes here. Now, the Ramban, I think I mentioned, the Ramban is Ibrahim Mitzvahs, Yishirash Beis. So he says in so many words that for Anoye of Bosa B'cholov there is Malkes. But the Ramban doesn't say in so many words that there is Malkes. I might have mentioned sometime before that according to the Ramban, so there is Malkes for Rabbi Avuez Din. But the Ramban doesn't say it in so many words. It might be the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban spells it out in connection with Bosa B'chol. But who spells it out in connection with all Yisurei Achille, that are also Anoye, an account of Rabbi Avuez Din that there is Malkes, so that's the Shilta Agibeirim. In Shilta Agibeirim, here in Psochim, on the second period, so he mentions in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok Yozorua, that there is Malkes for Anoye that emanates from Rabbi Avuez Aloch, of Komokim Shinemal Yechel Sechel. But the Ramban doesn't spell it out. It might be the Shit, probably is the Shit as a Ramban, but he doesn't spell it out. The Rabbi Yitzchok Yozorua says it in so many words. Now, so the Rambam, the Rambam says in so many words in regard to Rabbi Avuez Din generally that there is no Malkes. Now, if we'll combine the Perush HaMishneh of the Rambam in Pesachas Krisis together with what the Rambam says here, so then it will follow that the Rambam in Yod HaChazaka also, I mean, he has the Shite that for Bosa B'cholov there is no Malkes, and it's Mashma, from the Vir Kaloshim it's Mashma like that. Now, but the Magid Mishneh says something very strange, according to Rambam. The Rambam says in Halachat Zayin, Kol Machol Shivoso Banoy. So he says, so also Banoy, in none of the Lochals there is no Malkes, but only Makinei Se Makas Marbus. So the Rambam, the Magid Mishneh says, Perikol Shom, Kol Yisur Shvatir Lekin Alim Oderach Hanosu. וכל דבר הרואו באכילה, אין דרך הנעושה היא על הדרך האכילה כתיקונה. ואית יסבוי הפרק הדם. ואפילו שיחה, שהוקריבו לשיחה, אומרו, בגמורה גבי רבינה, שהוא יוסוך ביטי, בפרי של אורלה, במוקם חילי שאין בי סכונה, דילב דרך הנוסן, ופי זה הרי יסר הנוי לכדנחות אישיו, שאוסו מתירה ומריקנו. So, two חידושים we see from the Magdish. Number one, that שלוי כדרך עד לאוסו, וישור איסורים, that האוסו בנויה, is a ניסה דרייס, not a ניסה דרייס. שלוי כדרך הנוס. That it's a ניסה דרייס. He equates it with חוצישים. He equates it with חוצישים. Now, tasteless, in Shvuyas Dafkov Beis, and also the Ram, here on the Rif, the second Perek. And that's also the Rashbo, I think, and the Rambam in Dushin. So they all say that the Yisea of Shaloi Kiderech HaNoson, by showing Surin that Arosa Banoye Midraise, that Arosa Banoye Midraise, said only Nisan Rabon. And the Raya that they all mention is because the Gemara further, the next Dav, so the Gemara Dav Chofei on the base, so the Gemara in the middle of the Omed, right after the Sugi of Yoy Loyave, right after that Sugi. So Marba Rabashi, Ashkecha le Rabine, Vishayef le Librate, Viguarche di Or. So he used all for Rifuye, for his daughter. So he used it on the Mak. So, Omalei Eime Domer Rabbonon Bishas Sakone Shaloi Bishas Sakone Mioma Only Bimokim Sakone So Bikach Nefesh Deche Kol Yisorin Shabakino. But here Rabine used for Rifue Orle Beisea Shal Orle Guakid Orle means unripe olives of all. So Omalei Hayish Tetzabir Tename Kishas Sakone Dam Sakane Dam. In other words, ishke samirte means fever. In other words, that if one has substantial fever, so it's bikach nefesh. That's the mokia of this gemara. Ishke samirte means when there is fever. Ike damre omolei mine derech hanoye ka abidne. It's not shaloi ki, it's not ki derech hanos. It's not ki derech hanos. So, Rashi says, when would it be ki derech hanoso? If he had used the juice of the olives after the olives were ripe, then it was aimed for Rifui. But he used the olives that were unripe. So Melech Shalikid Achanos. So in other words, so according to Rashi, when is it muter Shalikid Achan? When is it muter to use, let's say, for Rifui, Algabi Mako, the olives? If it is not the derech to be used. So it's muta for chelishem isakone. But if it is the derech to be used for rifue, so it's also for chelishem isakone. But the Rambam Shite, why? Because they hold, so all these Rishenim, Teisves, and Ram, and the Rambam, and the Rashbo, and Gdushin, they all agree that shaloik derech hanoson is not osam edaraisi. It's only osam derabonon, since it's only osam derabonon, so even chelishem isakone it's muta. But it would be, if it would be osam derayse, so there would be no heta for chelishe mizakone, only because nevesh could be imagin. However, according to Magid Mishnah, so shaloi ki derech han, he the Magid Mishnah says, that the reason is why the Rambam says, that for anoye there is no malkes, because everything that is an eichel, so since it's a midla achile, so the primary use is rachel. So maybe if it's used not to achile, but to rifue, even or he sold it, he gave it away to an akum. So even though it is aimed for it, it's considered shaloi kidei hanos. Even though it's done, it's universally done. I mean, every eichel is sold to an akum. So still, it's anything that can be eaten. So if it is not eaten, so it's considered shaloi kidei hanos. It's shaloi kidei hanos. And so that means that every hanoye in Nisar Achille in Shaloi Kedera Hanosa. And every hanoye in Shaloi Kedera in an Eichel that is also ba-hanoye. So it's certainly also Medraise. That's the Drosha of Rav Avuhe. And still we are matter it. mokim chilishim misakone. So that means that even though it's also midraise, so in other words, the Rambam, according to the Magid Mishneh, the Rambam is chilik. According to the Magid Mishneh, the Rambam is chilik, and all the Rishenim, because all the Rishenim hold the Shaloiki derech anoson. So then it's muta midraise. It's only osam derabonon. So mimele shemokim chilik shemisakon is muta. There is a shita Rishenim, the Mordechai. In second perik in Pesachim, so he, I think, in the name of the Ravio, he says that Shaloi Kiderech Anoson is Mutariv Midrabon. So not after Chel Shem Misakone. Even without Chel Shem Misakone, the Gemara only tells the story. I mean, of Rabine. Rabine did it for Chel Shem Misakone, but it's Mutar Ligamre. But most Rishonim hold that without Chel Shem Misakone, so it's also Midrabon. But only in the Rabbana, not in the Reise. According to Magid Mishneh, the Shittes HaRambam is that it's also in the Reise. Because every Hanoye in an Eichel is Shalei Kedera Hanos. And the Hanoye in an Eichel is that emanates from the Drosh of Rav Avuye. So it certainly needs a Reise. And still it is Muter. Bimokim Chel Shem Sakone. So that's very strange Chiddush. Now, he says, Ufizeh HaRiser Hanoye. And the reason is why there is no malchus for any anoy, even when he gives it away, when he uses it for mishiche, or he gives it away to nakum, he sells it to nakum, because kol dovar horov ba'achile ein derech hanose yelo derech achil. So if it's not derech achile, so if it's not for achile, so mimele yitzolik derech hanose. Va'afilu siche sheikrivu lishi. So even al the mishich, so it's also muter b'mokim chilishim misakone, because it's considered lav derech hanoson. So what is kederech hanoson in neichel? Only if it's done derech achil. Now, the Gemara here has two rishonim. One motion in Rabbi is that Kol Yisurim Shebateiro in Rikin Ol Derech Achilos. And the second motion is that Kol Yisurim Shebateiro in Rikin Ol Derech Achilos. So what is Nafkemine? Nafkemine is Imini Achilef Shol Shira Niskal Gavu Makos. So according to the second motion, it is Potter. But according to the first motion, it's not Potter, because Gemara says, according to the second motion, Imini Achilef Shol Shira Niskal Gavu Makos, it's Potter. Kol Shmeichol Chilef Chayishu Potter. But according to the first lotion, so only Eichel Chai is Potter, but in Yachil Shal Sheramis Kolkam Makosei is not Potter. So in other words, according to the Magid Mishneh's Pshat, the Mishneh Melech is Chilek and the Magid Mishneh's Pshat in the Rambam. But according to the Magid Mishneh's Pshat, we have to say that this Etzem Aloche, whether every Hanoi in an Eichel is to be considered like Shaloi Kidera Hamioson, Shaloiki derech hanoson, that is tolling the two mishenes of Rav Avuye. That itself is tolling the two mishenes, in the two mishenes of Rav Avuye. So in other words, according to the first lashon of Rav Avuye, so stamanoye, so is not considered to be shaloiki derech hanoson. But only if he's Eichel Chelef Chai, because then he doesn't enjoy it. So Mimele is Shaloiki Derech Achilos. But if he has Anoye from an Eichel, that is also Anoye, so that is considered Derech Hanoson, and Mimele is Chayv Malkis also. But according to the second version, so Iminiach, Chilef Chai, Shalshir Aniska Ogabu Makosei, and according to Magid Mishneh's Pshat, so it doesn't mean because it's not aimed. Not as Rashi explains it, because it's not aimed lefue. Even if it is aimed lefue, so it's considered Shalikid Hanoson. So every Anoy is Shalikid Hanoson. So that means there is no Malkes for Rav Avuhah's din. Masha'im kein according to the first lashon of Rav Avuhah. So even according to the Rambam, there would be malchus. We have to say according to the Magid Mishnah's pshat. That whether there is malchus for Anoyah or not, according to the Magid Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam, is totally in the two lishenes of Rav Avuhah. According to the second lashon of Rav Avuhah. So in the Achilev Shol Shiranis Kol Gavu Yachor say in Spoter, not because it's not in the way, as Rashi explains it. Because every Hanoi is considered Sholoi Kedera Chanoso. But it's certainly also Midraise. It's certainly also Midraise Ba'anoi. That's Rav Avuhah's Anoche. So then it's a Gemore Mefreshes in the second Loshi of Rav Avuhah that there is no Malkis. So it's a new Iser. And the Magid Mishneh explains that he equates it with Chotishio. What Chaychas is there between Chotishio and this? The answer is, it's Bidera Dimyan. Just as Chotishio is also Mateo. Still there is no Malkis. So why isn't there Malkis? Not because there is a special Zazakosa, there is no Malkis. Because it's a new Isa Chotishio. The love of Lesechul Kol Nevelo, he's not even when he eats a Chotikazayis Nevela. It's a new Isa. If all Raya according to the Rambam, so if one takes a Shwe to eat a Chotikazayis, Nivele, so the Shwe is Chal, it's not the Shwe Shor. So here too, it's a new Yisra. Rav Avuhah is Aloha, Komok is Shnoma Leichal, Zeichal. So it's not a Gil that the love of Leichal includes Anoi, the same Yisra. No, it's a new Yisra. It's a new Yisra. But according to the Magid Mishneh, that question itself is told in the two Lishenes of Rav Avuhah. So according to the second version of Rav Avuhah, so there is no Malkis Ananoi in general, according to the first portion of Rav Avuhah. So according to the first portion of Rav Avuhah, so only Eichel Chilef Chai, because he doesn't enjoy the Achille. Masha'im kein hiniach Chilef Shol Shiran Niskal Gabi Makosei, so then he would be Chayiv Malkis. Why? Because there is Malkis. But why is there Malkis if it's a new Yisr? There shouldn't be Malkis, just as there is no Malkis and Chotishio. The answer is, according to the Magid Mishneh, Pshat and the Rambam. So the two Lishenes of Rav Avuhah are Mechulek and Vedin. Whether Rav Avuhah's Aloche implies a new Yisr, so Memele there is no Malkis, or is the same Yisr. So there is Malkis. Now, the strangest thing in the Magid Mishneh is, because according to the Magid Mishneh, so for Anoye, even though it's also Midraise, and every Anoye in an Eichel is Sholei Kedera Chanoso, so it's also Midraise, still it's Muta Bimokim Chayle Shei Bizakon. Moneshech, if it's also Midraise, so only Pikuach Nefesh is Matir, Isur Achille, Isur Anoye. So why should this Isur be different? Now, the Magid Mishneh equates it with Chotishio. There is a Loshen in the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, in connection with Chilu Shem Bisakone, so he says, it's Mashba from that Loshen. My uncle in his Sefer, Avohu, so he mentions a different pshat in the Chinuch. But I don't know whether it's Mashma from the Chinuch that this is what it means. But the Chinuch, from the Loshon of the Chinuch, it's Mashma that in order for a Chile to eat a Kishio, so then he must be a Chile Sheyesh Bisakone. But if it's a Chile Sheyesh Bisakone, so there is no Heter for him to eat Kishio. But Poches Mikishio, Poches Mikishio, the Chinuch says, so even a Chile Sheyesh Bisakone. Now, Revolvo explains the Chinuch in the following way. In other words, he doesn't mean that Echile Shem Sakone, so it's Muter, Poches Mereshiyah, but he means if someone is Echile Sheyesh Sakone, but, and he has to eat now, and if he'll eat Poches Mereshiyah, so then he will not die. But the chile is a chile, the machle is a machle sheyesh b'sakone. So in such a case, he says that he should eat pochas b'shio. The chino doesn't mean that even if he is not a chile even if he's ligamrei chileshem zakone. But from the lotion of the chinuch, it's not mashma like that. From the lotion of the chinuch, it's mashma that even if he's ligamrei chileshem zakone, so it's still mutar. So that chinuch itself is very strange.